Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Today's Gospel shows the reaction of many disciples when Jesus taught explicitly about the Eucharist for the first time. They found it hard to accept and stopped following him. Granted, some of Christ's teachings may sound shocking, especially when you hear them for the first time. But on second thought, this is to be expected, at least to some extent. We should assume that many things God says to us will make perfect sense, but also that some others may stretch us and challenge us. God's ways are not our ways. And on top of that, it's unlikely that people that have been affected by the brokenness of sin will find themselves instinctively agreeing with everything God says. That's why Jesus said that his words are spirit and life. They come from above, whereas our minds are very influenced by a way of human reasoning that has proceeded for a long time without interaction with God. This is what Jesus designates as being from below. Accordingly, the light of God's grace is needed to open our minds to the truth that comes from God. Jesus himself had told them that no one could come to him unless this was granted from above. Another thing we see in this passage is how Jesus handled rejection. If you think of it, it was striking. A few hours before this discourse, thousands were flocking to him. And then in a few moments, Jesus' followers were reduced to a small number, which would have been enough to depress anyone. As if this was not hard enough, Jesus asked the 12 if they also wanted to leave. That is completely above human strength. Mind you, Jesus wasn't out of touch with reality. He could read social situations very well. He didn't act this way because he was reckless. Rather, he said that, first of all, because he was constantly sustained by the Father. He did not depend on human approval. And in addition to that, because he needed the 12 to have a faith that had been tried and purified, since they were to sustain everybody else's faith later on. So Jesus wanted their faith to be grounded in their confidence in him, not so much in numbers, popularity, or any human advantage. So how has the Lord purified your faith? Is he calling you to a deeper faith in him? To trust in him, to accept his teachings. How have you handled rejection?